the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love today. Thank you for this church body that showed up today. I feel so blessed. Father, we just ask blessings on this church at 6929 Day Street. May you bless this time that we have for singing, for praising you, for listening to the message, whatever it is that you want to happen, Holy Spirit, we welcome you here today. Whatever it is that you want to show us, whatever it is you want us to do, I pray that you would do that in Jesus' holy name, because you're so welcome. Thank you, Father God, for loving us and not just striking us dead for the silly things that we do and all the dumb sins we do. Thank you, Jesus, that I hate it that you had to die on a cross for my sins, but thank you so much that I may have eternal life because of what you did on the cross and rose that third day. Father, we just give this time to you now. We ask for spiritual eyes to see you, spiritual ears to hear you, and a spiritual heart to be open and to receive what it is that you have for us today. We love you and give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, children.
Wow.
Okay, y'all have heard this verse 1,000 times, but you're going to hear it again. Sorry. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares Yahweh. Plans for peace and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Wow. Isn't it nice that somebody that is so wonderful has plans for us to give us peace, to give us all the things that we need, and we're not deserving of it. We haven't done anything as work-wise to do it. It's all because of what his son did. But that was Jeremiah 29:11-12. But it says, if you come to seek me, I am with you. I am here. If you want to be with me, come on. What are we waiting on? What are we waiting on? Why do we fret? Why do we get all this little box of ours and think, okay, God, I'm going to sit you on the shelf because you can't figure this one out. Let me help you figure it out. Why do we keep God boxed up on our own beliefs? God can do anything that he wants. He can come right now and pick us up. He can do anything he wants. He could heal every one of y'all that are blind right now. He could heal everybody that's ill right now. He could do anything he wants. He could make an earthquake happen. He can make it raining outside.
I'd like to see that when I was fine, Dad.
I have.
He can do it.
He can do it.
I know he can do it, but I'd like to see it.
Well, okay. I've actually seen it happen.
That'd be on your bucket list. I've actually seen it rain on a sunny day. My grandma always told me, if it rains on a sunny day, it's raining tomorrow. And that always happens. So. 2 days in a row, Don. So maybe you can get that.
I've seen it rain on a sunny day with a tornado.
Well, you're lucky.
No,
I see
not.
I see you survived the tornado. speaking of tornadoes, you know, we have storms in our life daily. Daily, we have storms in our life. Things come up that we just, oh no, I'm not going to make it. This is not going to work out. Oh, woe is me. This is terrible. Things are just terrible. God's not even listening. He's listening to people in Ethiopia. He's listening to people down in Brazil. He's not listening to me at Dallas or Garland, Sunnyvale, Richardson, Mesquite, wherever you are. He's just not here. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. We've got to have faith to know that God's got us. He has plans for us, it says. We have a purpose and a plan. If you think that you are too disabled or things are going so wrong in your life that you can't be a disciple from God, or for God, I mean, then you've got it all messed up. God can use us in so many ways. We just have to allow Him. The Holy Spirit nudges us daily. If you don't feel that nudge, then you need to pray that the Holy Spirit opens your heart and opens your mind to let you know when He's nudging you. Because if the Holy Spirit nudges you, He's wanting you to do something. He's either wanting you to pray for someone. He may be wanting you to smile at someone. He may want you to go up and go, "Oh, Pastor, you look so handsome today. Oh, Brenda, you do yarn and what quilts and everything so good." You know, I get afraid sometimes, or I used to a day, because I go, "Baby, how does this dress look on me? How does this look on me?" It's okay. No, does it make me look fatter? I mean, that's a trap right there. You can't do that to men. You know, because they're going to lie. I mean, you have to. You can't go, "Yeah, you look as big as a barn. You need to go put something else on." You know, we've got to be happy. We've got to be happy no matter what's going on in our lives. You've got peace. You've got God. You've got Jesus. You've got the Holy Spirit. You've got people in here that are praying for you. You have got all that you need. All that you need, Jim. You've got all that you need. So I guess next week we're going to all try not to eat, okay? Because we've got all that we need. Is that okay? No. But we do. We have all we need. We have a purpose. We have a plan. God's not through with you. God's not bringing you to a place and go, "Okay, well, now I'm done for a while. Listen, check with me back in December, okay?" God's not going to do that. He's not going to do things in your life and leave you. He's not going to put you on something that you cannot accomplish. He's going to give you ways that you can accomplish it. He's not going to leave you, not for one second. And I know there's times when we sin, we think, "Okay, Jesus, just close your ears, okay? I'm sorry." You know, He's with us all the time. All the time. You know, I think, even when we go to the restroom, but He's with us all the time. All the time. Whatever you're thinking, whatever you're doing and proud you think, He sees all, He knows all. But He has a purpose and a plan for you. We can't give up the ship yet, okay? We can't just say, "Okay, I'm done. I've had it. I'm at the end of my rope." And people go, "Just tie another knot." Bull. Just get a hold of it. Let Jesus get a hold of you. You don't need to tie no knots. You don't need to do anything but believe that Jesus Christ is here for you, that He died on the cross for you, and 3 days He arose so you can have eternal life. You don't need to put no other knots on the rope. You don't need to hang from the tree and someone go, "Hang in there." You don't need all that. You need Jesus. What is your focus? What is your focus? Is it that football game? Maybe, yeah, sometimes. Is it that baseball game? Is it getting your check because you can't wait to get that check and, "Oh boy, I'm going to go do this and do that"? Is it that you're going to see your grandkids today and you want to love and slobber all over them and kiss them? Is it you can't wait to see your spouse because you want to spend time with that person in private and love on them? What is your focus? What is your focus? Are you praying every day, "God, if you just do this, then I'll do that"? What is your focus? God doesn't need us to tell Him what to do. God will do what He wants to. But you know the good part of it is, God wants the best for us. We keep hanging on to things that He wants to give us 10 times more, but we're hanging on to things because we don't like change. And y'all know I bucked and put my feet in the ground and everything over this apartment. But I really love my apartment now. I am so glad I sold the house. And I'm just so glad that I have an apartment that's new to me and it's beautiful. And just because I'm probably one of the youngest people there, that doesn't matter to me. I don't care. I'm elderly. I act like I'm not, but I am. I know I am, but I don't act like it. I don't want to be Dawn's age, but I am. But, you know, we just got to do what we got to do to get through. There's nothing wrong with getting frustrated. When things come up and we get frustrated, it's how long you stay in that state. God's always looking at us, well, what are you going to do now? How are you going to handle this? Are you going to pray for me? Are you going to seek me? Are you going to believe I'm going to take care of you? Or do you have doubt? See, either you're on the post or you're off the post. I guess it's fence. I say post because I'm a cowgirl. I mean, you're either with me or you're not. So we've got to get in our heads that we ain't just playing around anymore with Roy Rogers. God is a wrathful God. God is an envious God. God wants you. You've got to sell out for God. You've got to give God what He wants. If you have $10 and that's all in your pocket, and He says, give me $8 of it, you start asking people for change if you don't have it. If He tells you, get up and go lay your hands on the pastor and pray for him, you best get up and go pray for your pastor. We have got to have fear and respect for God. Now, I tell you, that's how it works with kids, too. I mean, when I was watching Yvette Husway's kids, all I had to say is, if you don't stop, you're going to get a pow-pow. And boy, they didn't want to upset Grandma. But we need discipline, because when we have discipline, we know we're loved. We know we're loved. And there are things in our lives that we do that doesn't please God, but He can make anything turn around and be good for us. He can work out anything that's going on with you right now. Whatever struggles you have, whatever doubts you may have, whatever guy you got your hand looking at, whatever spouse makes you crazy, whatever it is, He can handle it all. But we got to have faith. We got to have faith. We got to have faith. That's all it is. Faith. Faith as a mustard seed. Now, I know there's people in here that are blind, but let me tell you, a mustard seed is like the tip of your fingernail. It is so small that you couldn't just pick it up. It is the tiniest, tiniest little seed. You know, if you don't believe me, go outside. I planted some, and there's jars of mustard all up and down the side of it. There's mustard, just faith of a mustard seed. If you have this faith, you can move that mountain. But see, we doubt every time something comes up that doesn't go our way. What do we do? Doubt. We doubt. And every time something goes good, we don't even appreciate it. We're already on another problem. We even forget to thank God for it. Thank God. Now, mind you, your mind and what your desires are has to line up with God's. I can't sit back and go, oh God, I want Dak Prescott to marry me. Your desires have got to line up with God. Oh God, I really need a 2025 Navigator out there in the parking lot. That's what I want. Bring it to me, please. Your desires have to line up with God. Let's not be silly in our desires. Oh God, I want to sing like an opera singer. Well, I guess you can take lessons. You can prepare whatever. God will give you that strength. But most of us aren't going to sound operatic in here.
I don't want that.
Okay. We'll cross you off that list tonight. But I'm just saying, God's desire needs to line up with ours. God, thank you that bill got paid today. Thank you that money came through. Thank you that I had enough faith to put money in the offering, and I'm trying to give tithe to you because the church needs it, because it talks about it in the Bible. thank you, God, that that little bitty seed can grow and I can see things from it. Thank you, God, for bringing people in my life. And though it may hurt that you removed them from my life, but thank you. Thank you for the lessons I'm going through. Thank you, God, for this trouble I'm in right now. I mean, don't go out and get in trouble just think he's going to do something. But I mean, just, we've got to make better decisions and choices. Every time my boys, when they were in high school, I'd always say, wear your seatbelts, don't drink, don't do drugs, and make good choices. Every time they went out that door. You know, that's what God says. Put on your safety harness and make good choices. But we don't because we're human. I get that. Yeah. Sometimes maybe, oh yeah, I'm going to kick the bottle of wine back and I'm going to get drunk. Whatever it is, what is your vice? What do you go to when you feel like this? When you feel a little empty inside? When you pray and you don't feel anything and you think your prayers are bouncing off the wall? Maybe God's looking at how you're going to handle things. Well, I don't hear God, so he must be mad at me for something. I can't imagine why. It's always something I do wrong. Yeah. Every time a preacher would preach, I got convicted. I got so tired of sitting in there squirming around every time a preacher would talk about something. I thought, gosh, please give me a break. I mean, every pastor I've gone to in a church, I felt like the sermon's always for me, and I'll be darned if it doesn't happen now with Pastor Thacker. I mean, is it because I'm open to the Holy Spirit and I want to know what I'm doing wrong? Yes, that's a lot of it. A lot of it, I have sin in my life. I want to find that out. I want to find that sin out. I don't want to gossip. I don't want to get mad. I don't like getting my feelings hurt. I don't like getting angry with people. I don't like when people act like they don't like me. There's a lot of things I don't like. But I can't be that way. God taught me to be a child of the King. He taught me, you need to be kind. You need to put a smile on your face. And when you go out, hi, how are you doing? I hope you have a blessed day. Hi, what's going on? Can I pray for you? You say, I can't do anything. I'm shy. I'm introverted. Bull. There's not one introverted person in this church. I've heard you all. You can say something. You can do something. You can do things even when God doesn't want you to. When God tells you to do something, do it. But sometimes we just do things because we think it's right. You need to ask God, is this really right? Do I really need to do this? Do I really need to do this? Because sometimes we just think we know, well, yeah, God wants me to do this, and God wants me to do that. And then later we're fussy about it because we're either tired, broke, or run down, or whatever.
Well, I want to be a mom.
I mean, we've got to live every day seeking God. That is the bottom line. Your focus has to be on God. When you get up, your focus has got to be on God. If you go out to eat and you want to pray for your meal, don't worry about anybody else. I did that with my friends and stuff, and they just sit there and look at me, you know. And I go, y'all can pray for your meal. I'm praying for mine. Don't worry about it. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's just between me and God. I want to pray. I'm thankful for this food. And I really hope that someone pays for my lunch today. So thank you, God, in advance.
Amen.
I mean, you got to be kind, people. Oh, my goodness, we got to be kind. We got to be loving. We've got to be open to receive one another. We have got to quit judging people. We have got to quit putting expectations on people. Allow people to make mistakes. You know why? Because we're going to make a mistake. Even your precious Pastor David, he made mistakes. He made bad choices sometimes. And I certainly did. I still make bad choices sometimes. It's not that I want to. It just happens sometimes. Like to justify, oh, well, this is why I'm doing this, because so-and-so did this. No, there's no justification in sin. You need to stop sinning. You need to focus on God. You're having a problem? Get into the Word. Raise your hand if you read the Bible this week. Raise your hand. Be honest. Okay?
I read some of it.
Well, I didn't mean the whole Bible there.
I mean some of a chapter.
But that's good. I mean, we have got to get in the Word. You go, well, I've been a Christian so long, I know it back and forth. You have got, because you know why? Sometimes when you go and read something again, it means something different. God will enlighten you and show you. And you go, oh, I didn't see that. You've got to read the Word. You have got to pray. You have got to be intimate with the Lord. You've got to be on the same page, that focus. Okay, God, today you and I are going to go do this. You take my steps, Lord. You pick me up however you want to do it. And we're going to do it your way today. Just try it one day. You'll feel so good about it. And before you do something for someone, you ask God, is this what I really need to do? Is this what I really need to do? Is this what you're really telling me in Jesus' name? It says in the Bible, test the spirits. You know, the devil can make you think things too. I'll never forget when I've got to give this guy money. Oh, bless his heart. Oh. And I mean, I was low on money, but I heard it. Did I pray about it? No. Okay, here you go, sir. I start to drop off. I see the man that's homeless go over and get in his car and drive off.
Oh, my.
And God said, you did not ask me, did you? I went, no, I didn't. He goes, now your money's gone. And then, oh, yes, it is. I'm sorry. And I did the same thing at 7-Eleven. Man, I need gas so bad, please. Please. And he had a gas, little gas can with him. So I gave him like $10, $20. Okay, man, I want you to get where you're going to. Did I ask God? No. Did him and his friend just drive off with the gas can? Yeah. God goes, did I tell you to do that? Did I tell you to spend your last money on that person? Did you just think I wanted you to do that? It's nice, but that's not how I want to bless you. I want to bless you when the time is right. I want to bless you when you're going to be blessed back. I want to bless you because you need to know what I'm saying to you. You need to hear me. You need to know what I'm saying. Don't just give people stuff. Don't just be naive in that. Satan will talk to you too. He wants you to be struggling. He wants you to be able not to pay your bills. He wants you to be miserable. He wants all those things for you. He doesn't want you to be happy. He wants you groveling around and, oh, God. Yeah, God didn't help you, did he? Yeah. What about that relationship? Yeah, that really worked for you, didn't it? What about this? What about that person, what they did to you, huh? You have got to be focused on God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
That's what I'm saying. If you will focus on God in every situation, you will feel the Lord. Every situation. And you know what? Even if you don't feel God, you've got to know in your knower and the deepest of your soul that God is with you. And no matter if you pray and you don't feel anything, God is still with you. If whatever's going on and you think, oh my gosh, everything's just falling apart, hey, guess what? God can put it all back together. If you're broken, like today, I feel broken. God can put me back together. There's things in my life. I see my daughter have seizure after seizure and cripple where she can't hardly walk. It breaks my heart. But you know what? God's got her. God's going to make a way for her. God's going to work it all out. And if she never, ever quits having seizures, if she never, ever gets healed of her 10 different diseases, I'm going to praise God. That's how you got to get. When David was dying, I said, God, if you take my soulmate, if you take my baby, I'll still praise you. When he took my sister 2 years ago, you know what, God, you take her. I'm going to be sad, but I'm going to still praise you because he's worth it. He's always worth it. He took his son to die for you. And if that doesn't move your spirit, something's wrong. You need to get right with God. These are end times. You have got to be with God. You have got to listen to him every day. You've got to listen to him. He will bless you. He will guide your way. He will make a way when it's impossible. He loves us. He loves us. When David died, you know, I could have gone the other way. I could have gone, you know, man, God, you really did something bad. I could have gone the other way. When he took all my family, you know, God, I'm done. I'm done hurting. But I have faith that God loves me. He has a purpose for me. He has a plan for me. I've just got to love him. So no matter what, you've got to have that love for God to know that whatever happens in your life, whether it be good or bad, God's got your back. God's got you. God has you. I promise God has you. If you're a born-again Christian, if you're not, then we need to talk on a different level. But I'm just assuming today we're all Christians. We all have accepted the Lord Christ as our Savior. And we believe that he arose that third day out of the grave. He came up from death just so we can have eternal life. So let's quit fussing. Let's quit gossiping. Let's quit sinning. Let's quit taking everything for granted. Let's quit putting expectations on people. Because you know what? They're going to let you down. And as perfect as Pastor Thackeray is, one day he may let you down. He may not speak to you. He may forget about speaking to you. He's human. Don's human. Brenda's human. Jim, Deborah, Shelley, Leanne. Our pastor's a little more than human. I'm human. I'm going to let you down. I'm going to say something that rubs you sideways. But just love me through. Just pray for me. Just pray. This is all we got, people. This is it. This is it right now. Is it always going to be like this? I don't know. But we're still going to come here and praise God. We have faith that God can put everybody in these pews. He can fill them up. Even if it's at someone's memorial, he can fill up the pews. That's not what we want. But, I mean, when I die, the pews will be filled. I don't want that to happen anytime soon, by the way. Okay, but I'm just saying, God can do anything he wants. You know, Wayne Kilgore, Kathy's son, we were sitting back there and we were talking and he goes, yeah, I've got to write this down. Easter Sunday, get people to come to church, to fill the church. We need to fill this church. And he told me, I'm going to do everything I can. And Kathy walked in and he had a needle hanging out of his arm, dead. Yeah, he filled the church all right. I mean, I don't think that's how he wanted to go. He just made a bad choice. He just wanted one more hit this time to get feel good. But he was gone. I mean, can you imagine how horrifying that was for Kathy to see her son laying on the kitchen floor with that band around his arm and a needle sticking out of his arm? I mean, people, we all have bad things happen to us. Bad, bad things. Rape, molestation, terrible things done to us that it should never happen to us. But we have a God that loves us and can help us. So today the word is focus. You focus on God and He will navigate you. You won't even need a GPS. He will navigate you everywhere you need to go in your spiritual walk. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for giving us a purpose and a plan. Thank you that you have us in your hands, that you're guiding us every step of the way. Father, may we draw more near and nearer. That's probably not English, but anyway, I just pray that you draw us closer to you. There we go. Every day. Lord, when we suffer, may we lay them at your feet. May we have the faith to know that you're with us and that you're going to work everything out in Jesus' name. Help us to make good choices, Father. Help us not to justify our sin. Help us, Lord, to be exposed to the things that we're doing if they're wrong, that they don't please you. Lord, I love you so much, and I thank you for the motivation that it takes to do things for you, Lord. I'm so glad that you talk to me, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you that you can talk to me. How intimate is that? Lord God, I love you, and I pray for the best week ever. And if it's just 8 of us, and that's okay with you, that's okay with us, God. But one day, yes, Lord, we want to see more and more people. But we're waiting on you, Father, and I know you're not forgetting us because we're still going strong. So, God, we give this time to you to praise you and to listen to the message and be convicted, probably. I'm talking about myself, God. So I love you. I love each and every person here. May we just rejoice and be happy today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.